So it begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm so glad you're with us on Friday, which is Rebel Card Night. Can you hear me, Jim? Okay, keep going. Well, before we begin, I want to speak to you all just a tiny little bit. We have been actually in violation of several TOS protocols, and we got to kind of tighten things up a little bit, bring it back under control, because it's we've gotten way off the grid, let's put it that way. So what we need to do is try not to, for instance, ridicule, criticize, make fun of anybody that has a different sexual orientation or that has, you know, is whatever binary is. We've got to watch sexual harassment as far as discussing various graphic sexual practices. We also just need to be kinder to each other. I mean, sometimes I've heard from in feedback is that sometimes those that call in will say something negative about someone in the audience. And frankly, I'm just not a very good moderator. And you know, Jim is like a stand-up comedian. So sometimes we miss a few things that we really should, you know, call on the carpet. So I wanted you all to know that we want to do a better job. Okay, I'm not saying that now it's suddenly going to be like we're going to church or something, which there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like Jerry Seinfeld right now. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just mean we have to, you know, kind of, like I said, tighten it up, bring it back under control a little bit better. As you all remember, Jim, who were here last night, Jim was performing at full, I don't know what you would call it.
I am Satan. It's all me. Everything's my fault.
But I think he'd had a little too much of the drinkies that he makes. So he's going to try and watch it too. So thank you. I'm seeing nice messages from you all, and thank you. We don't want to end up getting slapped with a, you know, huge lawsuit, getting kicked off the air, stuff like that.
Shot and killed. That ultimate, we could be put in front of a firing squad, ultimately.
To have to pay $75,000 in a fine, that would feel like a
firing squad.
That's it, squad, yes. All right, everybody. So now that we're all on the same page, I'm going to remind you all that I am using just an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the basis of personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me all those many years ago. So I need to make the distinction that we are not using tarot, other oracle cards, or any of the systems that are out there. Personal prophecy really does kind of stand on its own because it's able to give you questions that are immediate, you know, answers to questions that are immediate to ones that could be 10 years out. So I think it's a very dynamic, life-changing system myself. And yes, to answer those who have asked, we will be having a free card reading class coming up. All right. So I don't think I've forgotten that. I have not. So now I'm going to turn you over to our masters of ceremony. That would be Mr. Baggins. Yay.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And also we want to remind you folks, this is probably the best thing to remind you, is if you're international, a caller, if you're international on Facebook, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. And the beginning is always kind of fun because we get a few right off the bat. Let's see. We have, let's try to take them in order. Rosemarie, she's in Italy right now.
Yes, she is.
Typically, she is a lower 48 gal, but now she's in Italia. Let's see. I saw we have Laura from London. And I saw Rachel from Ausland. Aussie. She's an Aussie. And I think we've got, Suzanne from the land of Scots in the UK.
And come on, all you people that have come in here.
All right.
Show yourselves. Tell us who you are.
Now,
and where you are.
I should all be up on the internationals, but as you come in, I will announce it when we get breaks. You don't miss the boat if you don't hear right off the bat. But you got to let me know because I can't remember. I don't know. I have the memory of maybe, I don't know, it's like a fly, maybe. Maybe that's the worst memory on earth. I don't know. And there's, we have now in another international shout-out to Virgil, who's
Virgil. In the UK.
He has rolled in. So I'm not getting down the business. I'll catch up with any more people that come in after that.
It's 515 in Manchester.
515-602-9676. It's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. It's working great. I heard it. Everything's cool. I wouldn't push that too far away.
Okay.
I moved it up for a little reason. I heard a tiny little bit of break. But if you hear nothing, there's a problem, and you should just call right back. You should be fine. It's got computers and cell phones and towers and stuff. It happens. Sometimes things just don't connect right. Excuse me. So we talked about that, the phone stuff. All the Facebookers will try to get to you. Can't promise when's and where's and what's and, you know, stuff like that. We got the phone folks have been holding for a while. So you got to remember, you may have been here when we started on Facebook. They've already been holding for a while before that. So you got to get a little ahead of the love there, you know. But we'll let you know. So you got to wait till we turn to you. You can't start trying to get in the queue. We don't have to. You can't do any messenger stuff until we say so. And we'll announce it real quick. You'll have no warning whatsoever. But, you know, it's the way life is. You know what I'm saying? And
Yeah! That
is because Friday is one day a week we use the special deck, the Rebel cards. So there is no harps. There's no angels involved here. There's no Archangel, Megatron, or anybody like that, or Raphael, TV Mutant Ninja Turtle, Archangels, or none of those.
Just what do you got? What is it?
It's just what it is. There's no. It's just message.
Yeah.
They're good messages, but they don't sprinkle a little glitter all over your naked body. Okay, they don't do that. There's a little like, hey, snap out of it, like type of stuff, you know. But you know, overall, most of them are pretty much, you know, telling you get going, get it done. And so when you hear the rebel yell, the biggest thing is that's a transition. I mean, the reading of Deborah's done. Free. You know, when you first say, hey, Deborah, how's it going? Give her a couple questions and let her do it. Let her do her thing. Don't try to get more in when it's over because that's why they call it over. It doesn't mean almost over. I mean, that's why it means the end. You know, the end. You can go on Google and look up, you know, that phrase, the end, over, and all that stuff. You looked at it. And I'm going to give you this card, though, before we move on to the next caller. So that's what the rebel yells about. Hey, Deb's done. Stand by for your rebel card, all right? All right. Check. All right, let's jump right into it. 703, Virginia, 703, welcome.
Hello there. Who are we?
Hi, it's Andrea.
Of course.
Welcome in.
How are you doing?
I'm not feeling so well, but I have this other health issue going on, so I don't know. I'm waiting for my GI appointment, but anyway. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But I sent an email to Courtney. She's the lady who's like the boss of the job, and she said she was going to have HR and her, you know, call me about figuring out, you know, where I should go. So because I don't want to go to the Manassas office anymore. So she's supposed to call me today and, you know, discuss, you know, what my other options are. So I have two things. Do you think that, they'll let me go back to Leesburg? Because I don't want to go to Manassas. Or you think they'll just kind of, like, say, forget it and just, like, you know, let me go or something? Or I actually had a potential, someone called me today about a job in Herndon. So there's a potential there. So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, potentials are good. They're better than having zero potentials, at least. You know?
Yeah.
You know that. I know that you really would like to have
I'm trying to stay so I can have the health benefits because, you know, I have to have some probably maybe more surgery. I don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to stay for the health benefits because I don't want to be on Obamacare.
No. No, you got, if you got a good plan and you're comfortable with it, you know how it works.
Yeah.
Switch in the middle of a
No, I think that Obamacare is good for people that has nothing built, you know. The ones that are out there,
yeah,
that probably could be on Medicaid too.
So,
and I hear they're expanding their benefits for people on Medicaid. And I don't mean to get political or anything, but gee, wouldn't it be nice if they started maybe with our elderly, the ones who are veterans and have worked for
yes,
years.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes. I know a lot of people out there don't like that four-letter awful word, work.
Work.
W-O-R-K, get to work.
Working at the
time. I know.
Yeah. Andrea, I really think she's going to let you come back. Okay, they don't need you running around, you know, defaming working there, saying that it was crap and
because
all
I
that.
Will.
Yeah.
Word of a mad dog.
No, they're going to, I see you going back and it'll be better. I think I told you the last time we talked.
Yeah, yeah.
That woman is going to mind her P's and Q's, even though she won't be drinking.
Yeah, they're not my. What the heck was that?
I don't know. Maybe that, see, maybe they've got us under surveillance now.
No, it's my phone text. It's a text message. It's on silent. It's on vibrate. So that's what.
I was about to say it sounded like a phone vibrating, and I was like, none of us is.
Yeah, that's what it was. My phone's on vibrate, so the text message came through. It was on vibrate, so.
All right. There
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Well, you know.
All right, well, that's what I see for you. It looks good. I think you'll be happy giving it another shot. All right? And it'll it's a good trial run for them with that, you know, shrew of a boss that you have. To make sure that she's going to, you know, listen and not, you know, be ragging on you all the time. So.
You mean the one in Manassas or the one in Leesburg?
No, in Leesburg.
Oh, Leesburg.
The one
okay.
That, yeah, that made you crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
That one, yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you think that job in Herndon might be come through? I mean, they guys reached out to me today and wanted to know if I'd be interested. I said, yeah. So I sent him all the information that he asked for. So I don't know. That one could be a possibility.
Glad you brought it up because I don't think you're going to be stuck, excuse me, at that job at in Leesburg for too terribly long. So, yeah, I think that, that's what I'm seeing for you, hon.
Okay.
So what do you got?
I'll tell you what I got.
Yeah.
Besides that, I have a card. That's, remember, it's a rebel card, so don't expect inspiration with angels going, oh. No, that's why you heard the.
Yeah.
All right. It says, eat your effing vegetables. Eat some stuff made
what?
By Mother Nature. It's like eat healthy, basically. It's like maybe eat healthy. If you're not that type of person, maybe you need to eat more healthy.
Yeah, and maybe that'll help your gastro.
No, I do eat healthy. I do. Trust me. I do. I lost like 6 pounds. I do eat healthy.
Maybe you need to roll into Burger King and throw a Whopper down and see how that rolls.
You know, some years ago, not that many.
She's vibrating again.
Oh, she is?
I know. Ooh.
I got to tell you this. Some years ago, I went to see a GI guy. He was from another country, like India, and he was very thorough, and his advice to me was, seriously now, he said, I advise you to smoke cigarettes when you're feeling an attack coming on.
Well, that was for your particular,
really?
What was
yeah.
it? What was it, though? It was
ulcerative colitis. He said,
the nicotine.
Yes, it would relax like the muscles in there.
It was because of the nicotine. Now, obviously, she could have taken another form, right? But the nicotine, it goes right there.
Yes. And he said, if you're not a smoky kind of person, get the try a patch.
Patch or the gum or something, the nicotine.
Then I went and had a little hernia repair at the Eastern Virginia Medical School that's here. And the head of the department took care of me, and he asked about the ulcerative colitis. And I said, well, Dr. So-and-so told me that the smoke cigarettes. I thought this great big black guy was going to fall dead on the floor when I told him that.
You didn't tell him about the other.
Well, that's what I had. I had a hiatal hernia repair in 2021. That's what I had, hiatal hernia repair in 2021. But it doesn't seem to have worked because we're 2023 and I still have the same symptoms. So.
Yeah, I had one
of those too. And anyway, that big guy, he said, that is, he just called that other, the GI guy, all kinds of names. And I said, if you go to the Mayo Clinic website, it's there. Because I did research that. I thought, this is crazy.
Funny.
And yes, it was there.
Well, because when you think about it, well, not so much anymore, but back in the day, the patches were expensive and the cigarettes were not. Now, cigarettes are getting pretty expensive now, so maybe not.
Yeah, good thing I don't smoke.
The gums and patches were, like, very expensive when they came out.
Go outside where a bunch of heavy smokers are.
You could do that.
Just breathe in the secondhand smoke.
You could do that. Yeah. If you're in one of the states that still people smoke in bars, you could roll into those, too. Yep.
You know, that ended my going to bars. I only like to smoke anything when I'm drinking. But if
I only like to smoke anything when I'm really drinking. That really implied that you got a whole list of things you smoke.
Well, I meant as far as whether it was a vape or a cigarette or a cigar or whatever it might be.
I got you. That's not the way that came out there.
What, we think I was going to be smoking, though? What was it?
Like, opium?
Oh, no, I thought you meant like the
what? No, that. That would be,
oh, my God, look at what Rachel said about the price of cigarettes in
Australia.
Yeah, I'm choked up. $50 a pack.
Is that
$50? Wait, what?
Converted?
$50 a pack?
Is that converted? Has that been converted to our dollars before we freak? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, my God.
It could be.
Oh, my God.
Well, I want to know if that was the conversion there. The U.S. dollars.
Government sure wants us all to just be good.
She is.
Yeah, you know, good, like good little Christians or Jews, Muslims.
Here's the funny part about all this. What? It's like with alcohol, all the sins that are out there.
Yeah.
They don't want to eliminate it. They just want to tax the crap out of it because if you're, so they're taking advantage of the people that are truly addicted. It's like, oh, you want to smoke? All right, we got you. You can't quit. $10 a pack? Well, surely you'll pay $15 a pack then in 2 years because you're addicted. Oh, you like drinking rum?
That's right.
We're going to have all these state liquor tax. Now, you know why? Because you're addicted. They're screwing the people.
Yeah.
And they say, well, it's for the healthcare because these things cause all these different healthcare things. Well, you know what? I think those triple whoppers probably cause some healthcare things too. People with heart disease.
Yeah, they do.
You put special taxes on those whoppers? No, you're not, are you? So, yeah, you're picking on people with addictions.
Right. And why take this away from the health industry?
Oh, people are always going to be sick of something. You ain't got to worry about cigarettes. But any cigarettes are going to be something else. All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you for holding. Thank you for being caller numero uno. And you have a good night. I just put her on you. She's still there.
Okay.
All right, shall we go to our Deb? Shall we
go? Let's do it. I'm doing this in a while.
Where am I? I lost myself. All right. 520. Holy star. Hey, it's Friday, 6th of Mayo.
Yes.
What's happening?
Hello.
She was there. I thought maybe she was sipping on a margarita or something.
No, I'd have to be a virgin one.
They're good, though.
Yeah, they are.
They are, actually. Yeah. You know, it has to be made of high quality lime juice and stuff, but yeah.
Well,
anyway, all right.
You know, you saved the day for me yesterday because that's exactly what I did. I went and
she went to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I said, look, let's go to coffee. Let's do everything you want to do. We'll do it together. And, you know, he was so wonderful when we went to coffee. He was so supportive of me. He just stayed with men and talked and, you know, occasionally went with a woman. There was one woman when we got there that was saying to him, oh, you're from here and you're from there. And I stood right next to him and he allowed it, you know. And so I was very comfortable with him. Then we went to a music thing and that was wonderful and he loved that. And so, I mean, and I'm making dinner. He's making dinner. He's making a salad. I'm making the main course. And then we're just here relaxing, talking about next week. His calendar is filling up next week with some other volunteer things and, you know, things that people are asking him to do, because word is getting out that he's very skilled and talented at, you know, doing fix it up stuff. So I'm trying to squeeze my calendar in on him too. And we were just talking about it. And I said, just let me know, you know, when we can go do our things. And he said, oh yeah. So what did the car say?
See, now you went and you helped him to better understand instead of jumping to the conclusion that you would be embarrassed of him with you. And that's
I would never be embarrassed with him.
You know what?
Oh,
I feel it's ridiculous.
We established that.
Yeah. So I feel
I
like
didn't even know why he would think that stupid. That's a stupid thought for anyone to think in their head. I would never. That's stupid.
How did you feel when he said last week, I'm going to a birthday party, but you're not invited?
Yeah, how do you feel about not being invited?
Yeah.
Well.
No, she asked how you felt when you heard the comment. You were not happy.
You know, I really worked hard on not reacting with him, but you're right. I felt, and I talked to him later. I said that was very mean the way.
Right, but at the time you heard it, you were not happy.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally, you got
right.
me. You got me, and it's true, and I'm seeing it, and it's not balanced. And I did
That's
tell
why
him
put
later.
That around. Right. Yeah.
It's very mean. To do it like that. And then he gave me details of it later. And he knows, you know, I'm telling him about, you know, I'm very honest and I'm very transparent. I've told him, you know, and I'm being this way with you and whatever, you know, so we're talking.
Whatever.
Well, you save your weekend. Otherwise, just think of all the wasted time, you know.
I don't think it would have lasted beyond 24 hours.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't, I think they would have worked it out today. But she took care of it and didn't wait that long, so that's good. So what is your – are you on
but
for another –
thanks to your coaching. Thanks to your coaching.
That was her coaching.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, it was in the cards. What can I say?
That was her cards. Yep.
So what can I do for you? Yeah.
Well, you know, he's – like I said, word is getting out on how – talented and skilled he is, and he's new to the area and he wants to meet more people. And you know, I was just asking about that. I said, what are you gonna, you know, what is the purpose of doing all that? And he wants to have a network, he says, his friends. He's never moved before and this is his first time, so it's a big upheaval in his life. And he's happy to... So what do the cards say, Deb? What does the cards say for...
Yeah. Okay.
So you basically another short term look. You want another short term what's coming up for the weekend type of reading?
Yeah.
Well, in general, kind of about them.
You know, I have Sunday morning. I've got plans to go meet some friends without him,
okay.
At another coffee house thing, and. You know, I might hang out with them, too, because they were talking this morning about after the coffee house we're going to meet at, they're going to go somewhere else to another place to listen to some music, and I'm certainly going to follow them.
There's nothing wrong with it. People that are newly married do things on their own with their friends once in a while. It's not a sign.
But
of
I'm not
going to
broadcast it. I'm not going to broadcast it because, you know, it's just, I don't know. Well, we had a really good time.
But if he asks you, you're going to be honest with an answer, right?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. He doesn't really ask me stuff. He doesn't ask me. He doesn't probe.
I was just curious if he said, hey, what are you going to do Sunday morning? I said, you'd be honest and say he's going to hang out with friends, right? She said, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to go talk to the priest is what I'll say.
But he's going to, yeah, he'll buy that, won't he?
I told him that last time.
Did you really? And it worked?
I did. I said I went downtown to talk to the pastor when I said I was leaving for gas and I didn't come back for 2 hours. And then he and I went together somewhere. He's just looking me up and down when I, no, you looked at in my eyes for a long time. And then as we're driving for the rest of the day, he kept saying, trying to explain his actions from the prior week. He said, I did invite you to this. I did invite you as soon as I found out. Like, I never asked him. I didn't say anything to him. He was just, you know, like trying to explain stuff that I never even asked for explanations.
So your pastor story was good? The cover never got blown on the pastor story?
Well, he never asked me, you know.
Well, then you can. She has that one in her back.
Not,
she's got that in her back pocket then.
Why can't she say she had just like to hang out with myself?
Well, I would say.
For a while.
I would say I got already made some plans with some friends, with all their girlfriends. You know what?
I'll probably do that. I'll just say, hey, remember when you go out with your pal and you guys go to birthday parties or whatever?
Yeah. Perfectly understandable, and typically the other person is glad they're not included. Chicks typically don't like to go when guys are hanging out, shooting pool, drinking, watching sports, and... And guys typically don't want to go out with a bunch of chicks talking about their lives, you know?
No, so there are guys involved in this thing. So there are guys coming along. They're not single and available guys. They are coming along.
Yeah, but you're really going because of your girlfriend. That's
even
all that matters.
If you were married, I think it's asking for too much information. If you're just going to go and... Yeah,
it is. It's fine.
I just don't want to be the woman sitting at the window looking for someone to come back to her. I don't want to be that woman, and I want to make sure that I've got my entertainment dance card filled.
It's always and you should, because you know we don't care when we're young, but you know life is. It's a ticking clock there. If you got time to fill with fun and friends, you got to do it. Because it might not be there someday, you know, down the road. Don't want to be doom and gloomy. I don't want to get all doomy and gloomy, but international shout out to Laura from Canada. But yeah.
I know.
I guess manly in love couples have time apart. Deb's going to do your cards before you, because we don't want you to have a heart attack.
No, but it sounded like she was going to get intimate with me.
No, she was freaking out because she's ready to go into a convulsion so she doesn't get her kidneys.
I'm like, oh, no, what is it going to say?
No.
She's getting ready to freak.
Everything is perfectly fine, and you are going to plan the two of you to the ocean. And I see it. It's coming up.
Sailing.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you would be choosing the Pacific Ocean.
She
doesn't have to. She could be going to some ocean on the other side of the world, but I'm assuming.
Well, there's also the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah,
no, I know where I want to go. It's where I like to go a certain place, and it's cheap and affordable and it's fun. Although everything might be more expensive now. God, I haven't been there since the pandemic.
Will you be sharing a room there?
Hell yes.
Well, that'll be nice. Trying to keep it clean here.
It's even the Monday shows, we talk about stuff.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll discuss world issues. Hey, you could discuss the coronation. They're advertising here that we all should get up at 5 o'clock and start watching the festivities.
I would only watch that if there was a shotgun duct tape to my ears, one in each ear.
Well, I got up for Princess Diana when she got married.
What happened way before that?
What?
There was something. Did something happen in the royalty world that was on TV before they got married? Since they broadcast, or maybe I'm thinking
Laura about. And Luke's wedding on General Hospital.
No, I'm talking real life with the royalties.
That was one of the most watched episodes ever. Of the, she married her rapist. Those of you that had watched Luke and Laura.
Oh, no.
I don't know how we went from the royal family to cheesy soap operas.
I don't know.
I'm going to retract my question.
You
asked
if there
reading.
Was, when they got engaged, maybe?
I totally
Prince
asked a
Charles?
Different thing. I remember something when I was young, watching some kind of royal thing on TV live, and I thought it was before their marriage. Was there anything else before that that was happened that they would have shown?
Them two together?
No, so it must have been that. That's all.
Yeah.
And you know what? The reason they bring that up is, that was so boring. Remember, also, I'm young. I was not 18 even. Okay, remember that? What the year was that, do you think? Ish. Just throw you'd be within 5 years, I don't care. She can't even nail within five years.
I thought you said when you went to high school, you were born in 65.
Don't look at my age. What year do you think that went down? Don't worry about me.
What went down? Them getting engaged?
And them showing the marriage on TV for the whole world to watch.
Oh, wow. Well, when they got married.
All right, I retract the question. It's unanswered.
Yeah, Catherine just said 81.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was in high school. I thought something, maybe that was it. I thought something happened like 5, 6, 7 years before that in the royal family if they broadcast forever, but probably not. All I could say was, and I'm not joking, if that happened again, I would go outside and paint part of the house and just watch it dry, and I would be way more excited than that.
Well, this is their history over there.
It doesn't matter.
It's history in the making.
It doesn't make it exciting. It's the little carriages are going down.
It's very elaborate, let me tell you.
Yeah, but they're not in a hurry to get things done. It's like, oh, here they come. There they come. There they come. And they keep coming. They're still coming.
I wonder what the security is going to be like. Does everybody in England get invited? Not invited, but can attend? I mean, is this like by invitation only or a lottery? Or how does that work?
I think what we saw recently is that they have to make some kind of drive-by for the commoners, right? Because, you know, the commoners, back in the day, they did all the work in the field.
Funny, they're
stuff.
Not called citizens yet.
Well, I don't know. I just threw that word out. I don't live there. I'm just throwing words out.
I just want to go eat the food because I'll bet it's going to be just amazing food. I wonder if Wolfgang Puck will be over there stirring up some rabbit stew. Hamster stew there, Virgil.
Wait a second.
What?
Laura. Charles and Diana got married in 94, 95. Oh, that's a negative, Ghost Rider.
No.
No.
I don't think it was that late.
Oh, no. No, no.
She died in what, 99?
I was...
99.
Yeah, well, they got married in the 80s.
Yeah.
Now, maybe 94, 95, something else happened. All right, anyway, we got to go back to Lisa. Let's go back. You saw...
I'm sorry, Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
she went on a road trip.
It's Lisa's fault. It's all her fault.
No, we have to leave anal sex alone tonight.
No, well, here's the deal. Right.
And then she does that wicked laugh.
Well, so the bottom line is you saw good things.
Yeah.
Nothing negative.
Very
nothing
nice
for her to get worried about.
And
you still see their little ocean trip. It's still showing up in the cards as coming true still.
Well, what I feel is you and him are getting more secure with each other instead of worrying about, you know, insecure type of issues.
Yeah, and you know, if people can't get over insecurity, no couple on earth will ever.
No, you'll be
ever.
I couldn't
ever,
handle
ever,
that.
Ever, 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 ever.
Having some guy police me.
Nope. Yeah.
Like
nope.
Not calling me up, where are you now?
Right.
And who are you with? And take a picture of who you're with.
It's one thing. It's one thing if there's a little phase of distrust because of somebody's past or whatever. But if it doesn't go away, that is a doom of a relationship. But I know that's not that. I'm not saying you guys.
That would be sickening. Take a picture of who you're with. No, that is totally out of bounds. No.
We're not saying that's you. We're just saying in general out there for people.
Distrust
will destroy a relationship.
Let me ask
very
all
simply.
Of you, and including Lisa, because she's on the phone here. Have you ever noticed when you are around, a woman and her boyfriend or a guy with his wife, have you ever noticed the wife has really weird body language and you can tell that guy abuses her? She's scared to death. Never?
If I saw something like that, I know. I guess they don't get out that much, though.
And that's the thing, but I wouldn't recognize it either.
Or like when you ask a girlfriend, can we go do something tomorrow night? And she says, well, I have to see if my hubby will let me. Let me.
Oh,
no, that
yeah, oh God, yeah.
That,
no,
that doesn't
that.
Necessarily mean
I
physical
had,
abuse.
Yeah, my sister was like that.
Control. There is a control type. That is not, nobody's going to jail over that type.
No, but it's let me. God.
Right.
How old are you? Are you a child bride?
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, like we said, you know, when men typically get married, the first thing they do is they say, here, you now have the family jewels. Keep them in your purse and keep them safe. Because the men no longer get to be, they always say the men were the pants in the family.
And those chastity belts, now I'm glad those haven't come back into style.
The men wear the pants when the woman says you can put them on. I have to wear pants in the family. I'm like, yeah.
Did you
never say that around the wife,
say,
though, do they?
Did you say that the men wear the depends?
They might as well. They might as well put a baby bonnet on.
I used to have a plaque at my front door years ago that said, the views expressed by the husband in this establishment are not necessarily those of the, oh my God, what's the word? Of the management.
Management. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That means the vagina does rain. She rains. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we know how it goes.
Yes. Well, Lisa,
you know, if we go down that road, the show will last 12 hours and we'll never get any to a conclusion. You'll never get to a conclusion if we talk about that. Hey, Deb, don't forget this card.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she doesn't want that.
So, well, you didn't fall.
No, good.
So it was just sitting here. So don't do that. All right, Lisa.
Yes.
So let's do a quick summary. Your outlook looks good.
It looks great.
Looks great. No, nothing, no speed bumps coming. Nothing to worry about. Don't freak out.
Yay.
You don't need to go visit your pastor or inland school.
Yeah.
And your double card says laugh. Where the hell is your sense of humor? Well, I don't know why it's telling you that, because you got a great sense of humor. So I don't know. So maybe in times of trouble and turmoil when you feel sad, maybe then you should laugh. But who can do that? But, you know. All right, Lisa, thank you. You've been holding for a long time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you in your car? Are you in your car?
No, I'm trying to prepare dinner.
you're in your casa. I gotcha. You're in your casa.
What are we having tonight?
We should let her go. She might slice an index finger off or something.
No,
then she'll
I'm
serving,
sitting in the Dutch
then
oven.
She'll be serving finger food.
I'm putting in the Dutch oven sliced onions, raw chilies, and apples and pork ribs. And Worcestershire, garlic salt.
Worcestershire and garlic. If you have those two things, you can make a great meal.
You
just
really
about
can.
Out of anything with those two things.
Garlic
both of those things together yes.
Okay. I'm going to put you on. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, you keep on cooking. Don't slice off any digits because you need them, all right? And have a good one. We'll talk to you again.
Yes, hon. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Enjoy your dinner.
Oh, yes. Laura, I watched Diana's funeral, too. It was heart-wrenching with those little boys.
I did not watch that. What year was that?
She died in 99, didn't she? in Paris there with that guy?
I don't know. Was that when they had the crash in the tunnel?
What she saw in him, I have no idea.
Probably his checkbook.
There's no accounting for taste, but I guess when he's been with Charles, anything might be an improvement.
He's Alfred E. Newman. You know what? What Me Worry? I love that magazine, that magazine. Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah.
As a kid, I didn't have much for an allowance. You know, I did what I did. And by God, I bought Mad Magazine every month. It wasn't expensive. I bought their counterpart was Cracked. That was good.
Yeah,
they had some little sub-books once in a while,
didn't
some little mad
books. Did you
ever
just go in the store and read it in the standing there?
I'd flip through them and see if I wanted it. I'd buy them all the time. I'd flip through and say, all right, I'm buying it. Yeah, it all depends. Yeah, so. All right. I don't think I'm missing anybody internationally. I think we got to go to the phone lines one more time before we go to Facebook. Do you not?
Yeah, is that the last?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody dropped off here. Let me see who dropped. Okay, we got a drop. So which means, all right, just stand by, folks.
Isn't 6:30 next?
Gone.
Drop. Okay, maybe they fell off.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they had to go poop. I don't know. Oh, cool. We're going to area code 219, Indiana, 219. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. I'm good. This election.
It is, Alexis. Well, welcome.
How y'all doing?
Yeah. Well, we're glad. How's everything going? How's your life?
She's going good. I'm pregnant right now.
Oh.
How long? How far along?
I should be 2 months. 2 months now.
Okay. All right. And how are you feeling about it?
I feel good, but I be so emotional and drained and. This one has been so weird. Like, I even be at work. I'm not the same Alexis no more. I'm a moody person. This baby got me so moody and mean.
No.
Wait a second. You mean a woman that gets pregnant gets moody?
Yeah, well, this pregnancy is different.
I'm acting because us guys would never know that.
Hormonal, darling.
What? You know what? Here's the deal. I understand, and I don't know how they say it. I sympathize. I wanted to say empathize and sympathize at the time. But you guys, every time you have a problem, you can always blame your hormones. Come on.
Try living with them.
No, I'm not. No, not the pregnancy, 100%. I 100%. No, yes, 100%. But sometimes you guys just say, well, you know.
You're
going to
feel
it's
better.
It's my period.
Alexis, when you hit the, you know, the middle
trimester.
Well,
she knows the deal.
You're going to start feeling better. But the first month, I think it's nature making us really tired. So, like, if we were out living as a caveman, we'd find some bush to go lay in or a cave or something so that we would be protecting our baby, you know, from a falling off a cliff or something
that. You're right. It's the Darwin thing. If there's that, and your body right now is doing an incredible, it's got so much work to do, building
exactly.
Building a life form.
Suzanne in Scotland wants to know if this is, it's your third baby, isn't it, Alexa?
No, this is my fourth.
Four.
Okay, well, you know what, there's, so, you know what? There's nobody that needs to give her any kind of advice. She knows the whole deal because, you know what, all your bodies are different for pregnancy.
Well, the thing is, Jim, as you get older, the recovery and everything is slower. So,
a lot of times the other parts of it don't bother you as much because, you know, here comes this, here comes that. It doesn't bring you down as much a lot of times. Here it comes. Give me some.
No, I'm not going to. Everybody's different.
A woman goes like, I know, here's my new craving. It's this. Bring it to me and I'm good. Because your cravings change.
I was always carrying a male child. So I had a pretty predictable pregnancies. But women that have said they've carried a female, that they felt terrific. Where I had what felt like a hangover all the time.
And I think it depends on the woman, too, because it's just weird.
Yeah.
But Thank God for you women. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this show. Mankind would not be on this planet.
You just get all the fun.
Would not be on this planet. No, there'd be no, yeah. There'd be no species here.
Yeah, but if you ever saw Quest for Fire, the lady bent down to drink water.
Yeah, we'll remember,
and
too.
And the guy nailed her right from behind.
We'll remember when it was made. And she, well, that was Daryl Hannah, right?
I don't remember.
So,
she had pretty good hair.
Alexa,
I'm calling you today because, okay, so me and the dude that I'm pregnant by, I'm currently not talking to him because I've seen some red flags already. And it's like, okay, I remove myself away from him. I don't talk to him. And out the blue, he'll text me and text me and text me until he get a response. And I want to know why is he doing that? Like, what's the purpose of him? Why is he trying to keep me around?
No,
the purpose.
No.
Is this? I missed it. Is this the father or not the father?
Yeah, it is the father. But the things he be doing, I don't like.
Okay, so he's not going to be a good father as far as role model wise.
Well, role model. Yeah, I guess I don't say so. Yeah.
I mean, you said you don't like the thing he does. I don't want to.
Yeah,
you don't want to get out.
I'm just gonna be real. Yeah, I don't like the things. Yeah, I don't like the things he does. And I didn't see the red flag to.
Is he running around on you? Is he lying?
Is he like a player? He likes to play around.
Yep,
is that what
he's a player. Yep.
Okay,
he's a player. He likes to lie.
I gotcha. So he's not
females.
I gotcha. So he's not a criminal. He's just not treating you right. He's not a player.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
she's not talking to me, are you?
What?
I don't think that's for us.
Oh, kid, go open it.
It's a kid.
Oh, sorry. Kid.
It sounds like you are talking to your children, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we know children talk. Well, everybody here at this table has raised kids into their adulthood. So we know children talk like, what? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, do you want some straight up advice?
She wants a straight dope.
The baby wants some too. You want me to tell you what the cards are saying? They're saying, keep leaving them alone. Because right now, this man is just trying to, he's trying to spin a web is all I can say. He's trying to do some trickery with you.
Like you said, you don't like what he's doing. And you're right about that, is what Deb's saying, right?
Yeah, and I'm not picking up any love on his part, any loyalty. I mean, I think he was basically a sperm donor.
And he's got some kind of agenda that is not because he cares about you. Something about him. Maybe he's trying to figure out a way to get out of child support, you know, something. It could be something as low down and dirty as that, right?
I really don't see this as becoming a partner for her or for her new baby. Okay, I hate to tell you that, but I feel like at this, you know, point in the game, you should know. And I'll tell you, I had a baby alone once, and it was rough. It was hard. And he was doing the same thing that you're going through. I didn't need that stress. I didn't need that total.
Yeah, you're right.
I had all my friends help me out with stuff.
Yeah.
And he was actually living with another girl when I went to have that baby.
Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Yeah, he didn't call for 10 days. He didn't even, you know, imagine
so
a baby might have lived for 10 minutes.
So what you're saying is just leave him alone. But I am leaving him alone. But how do I stop him for I just want to know why he keep keep in touch with me. Like, I'm just trying to leave him alone.
He's got an agenda.
He's got an agenda that is self-serving. His agenda doesn't serve you to do you well, right?
Exactly.
He's got an agenda. We don't know what it is. It's some kind of thing that's going to be to service. I, without cards, think he's worried about child support.
And in all truthfulness here.
That's what I see.
When you have that baby, I don't think he'll be around for him to share that.
Yeah, unless he's trying to fake hey, I'll be here, but don't take me to court for child support. I'll come here when I can.
No, but I got to tell you,
that type of bullshit.
Another man here, and I'm going to tell you, there are these kinds of men in the world that would take you in your pregnant state, love the hell out of you. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
There are good men out there like that, and that's what I'm perceiving. You're going to, by the time that baby is born, he is going to, you're going to have a new man next to you. And this is going to be one, I think, that is like a heaven sent for you. So you don't have to chase no guy or answer his phone calls and stuff. Let him go. Let him be.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. The weird sounded like a hang up.
And if that guy wants to get back in your graces, I would say, make him crawl through crushed glass just to get
here.
Yeah,
that's what I've been doing.
Good for you.
I've been really ignoring him.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, talkers are talkers and players are players. So beware of the speech you hear, the speak.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know. You could be carrying a future, you know, president of the United States.
No, everybody could. Everybody has a kid doesn't know that kid's future.
That
nobody
could
does.
Be sent to you. From, higher power.
Hell, nowadays, we actually wish they'd do something better than be the president of the United States. Because that's not a good gig anymore, you know.
What could they do?
Go out
and be
so rich that you're on Shark Tank. Screw the president.
Thing. Hold yourself. I mean, stay with us. And
real quickly.
Yeah, Jim's got a card for you.
And now you must call it back a lot more now because you have a life form in your body and you must call it back. The subject of your rebel card reading is a pretty good one for rebel card because you are
so
loved.
You
are here for a reason. Okay. Don't screw it up. You are loved as your rebel card reading.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great
day. You
take
too.
Care.
We have a special thing you have to do, Deb.
We do. Oh.
Louise is 41 today. Do you see her right there?
No. Louise.
Yes.
Birthday today, yes. 41, yes.
You need a birthday reading if you can.
The 40s can be the best decade of your life.
Do an audio video messenger to Deborah Lee right now or type it in. This is totally Louise's floor. I don't care what anybody else says.
Yeah, what would you like to know, Louise?
Yes.
Put it up here.
Everybody else that is in Messenger or is on Blog Talk, we defer to the birthday folks.
Yeah.
No, nobody can call in.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's a birthday reading, so we're going to stand by. We're going to relax. We do other shows. Nobody needs to stand on a cliff, say, I'm going to jump off a bridge if you don't give me a reading. Do you know what I say? You want me to push or do you want me to point? Because jump, because you know we gotta do stuff. Here you go, Deb.
Yeah.
Answer.
I don't hear. Okay.
It doesn't matter. Answer it.
I'm answering it. Just a minute.
Use the mouse. All right, there she is. And pump up the volume if you can, wherever your knob is.
Where's your knob?
Bada bing, bada bang.
Hello.
Crank it.
Hello, my lovely.
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday to Louise.
Yes. Oh, I bet you're looking so cute.
Well, right now, no, I'm in my pajamas.
Oh.
Where's the other speaker?
I have been out there.
So. Well, did you have anything?
Put them next to each other. It's okay.
Good for your birthday today?
Yes, I did. I got a nice little present, you know, of the children and stuff like that. And then I got a new phone, which I haven't set up yet. And my mom and my auntie took me out for a nice meal. Lots of nice king prawns, which is my favorite.
What are they?
What did you say?
Yeah, what did you do?
King prawns.
What is that?
Might need a
king, fish, king prawns.
Prawns?
Prawns, P-R-A-W, wow, yes, prawns.
Those are like big, big shrimp.
Oh, they are totally divine.
Yes.
I love prawns.
Like a nice seafood, like selection.
Yeah, when you cook them, they turn pink. That's when you quit cooking them, as they turn pink.
Oh, they're very good.
Prawns are like uber shrimp. They're great.
Yes, well, that sounds lovely.
That
there
is lovely.
She is. Look at her. Oh, you're adorable.
She's got her jammies on.
I'm in love with you.
Yeah, she's in her jammies. Yeah, she's in the jammies. Where you are, it's jammy time.
Oh, it is.
So it's actually the day after her birthday, technically, but it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. And what would you want to know or wish for in your new year?
Yeah. Here we go. She's thinking, take your time at your reading.
Okay, because this was like Deborah, I don't know what I want to know.
Do you have a love interest?
Not yet.
Okay, so maybe you want one of those. Do you have a good job that's providing for you?
Lots of work going into it that isn't providing for me yet. It will be absolutely.
You just give them a general birthday.
All right, so that gives me stuff.
You know, she's got a little background, and a lot of times when she gets a little background, she just does a special birthday reading. It'll be good. And I remember she told us about this. Might have been last week.
It's like something I used to like getting readings, but now quite. It's sort of like I know who I am, but like anything that can add to that is amazing.
That's a good way to feel. You know that?
Liz, you should always have that kind of attitude. I wish everybody did, but we're human. Sometimes we get a little down. We get a little scared, a little apprehensive. But all right, but a birthday reading is a birthday reading.
Yes, it says if you are standing at the top of a very high mountain.
Yeah.
And you have a 360-degree view of the year.
Yeah, and you don't. And you don't have to have problems to have a birthday reading.
Oh, right.
And her life's pretty happy right now. So we shall see.
Well, you know, I'm happy. Is life happy? Well, life will be happy when I keep happy.
That's excellent. That is so true. Life will be happy if she stays happy. You know, you create your own reality.
True that. So three jacks in a row there.
She's got manner.
That's what I was wondering.
Let's take a look
at it. Let you finish. I interrupted the readout. I don't want to do a spoiler thing.
Well, it's true.
I saw three jacks in a row. All right, Deb, speak.
You
shall speak.
One, two, three. There are four males in your reading indicate multiples. But that would mean there's quite a number of men, and you may not even notice them, but they could be passing you in a store. You could be seeing them they might see you on the street.
Choices are good.
Yeah.
Choices are good.
Definitely. And all you really have to do is smile.
Is be yourself. Imagine that.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a year for you. I see right here, right off the top.
Mm.
This is a year of choices for you to make, decisions. And one thing is that may increase as time goes on is that you're going to worry, am I making the right choice or not?
That is life. Yeah, it took a while to know what my thoughts and what, I'm guiding.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Go with the notion that comes to you. Don't overthink it. Whatever the choices that comes to you for you to make it. It was meant to be for you to make that choice. So don't worry about it. Don't overthinking is like poison for people. And when we do it, we talk ourselves out of stuff more often than we talk ourselves into it. Yeah. Anyways, I would say that you're going to make good choices. So your path is going, I feel you've got a bit of a winding road in front of you.
The long and winding
road. I don't mind that winding road as long as it's not
Sure, right. She didn't say it was a road that had no end in sight.
No, but I want you to know that a year from now, on this day, or yesterday, you will be looking back and amazed at how far you've come. And will there be love in this year? Oh, yes. You're going to have your pick. Really? There's two of them for sure. Two of them for sure here. I would say one looks right at you and seems very insistent on wanting her attention. But the other one is looking to the future, which tells me he's got a more mature spirit. Where the other one, the Jack of Diamonds, is living in the now. But if you get somebody who's a little bit more mature and wise, they're living, planning for the future. And that's a good thing to do when you're in your 40s.
She just ventured in recently.
Yeah.
And my list of qualities has changed and matured within the last year. So, yeah, maybe, you know, we used to be lived in the now, but maybe that doesn't gel well with me because I'm too in the now. Right now, so I want someone to push me forward.
Yeah, I think you will have that. And I think the strides that you're going to make are amazing. And anybody that tries to tell you, and I do see, excuse me.
No, I'm just kidding.
She
got very forceful. If anybody tries to tell
you've
you.
You've got some women around you.
Got to back up.
Some women around you that, you know, they really mean well. But they try to kind of, it's like they want to reel in your dreams. You know what I'm saying. I can tell by how you're nodding.
Because a lot of people that have close friends feel bad when they outgain them in their success and their happiness.
What do
you think?
Do we pal against
them? Yeah, they feel bad when their friends do better than them and they feel sad.
But they don't have a dream.
They did and it failed.
As evolved with me, so I don't judge them for it. I know exactly why they're doing it, but it still moves back off a little bit.
Well, and you're moving into a new time in your life where there will be new people, new contacts. And it's not like you're leaving people behind, but they often feel that way.
Because I'm not giving them as much energy as they used to.
Yeah, and they don't understand. They want to just, I'm not doing anything. You should be with me here doing nothing. It's like, well, I got to go and do something. Sorry.
Oh, I think you're going to travel quite a bit.
You know? She knows.
The man that you end up with, I do not believe is living where you do right now. He's in another country.
Well, you know, she's in the UK. A lot of countries around there.
Yeah, but what's interesting here is I think you, Louise, are going to say, oh, he's too far away. This can't work, but it will. You know, what's meant to be will be. No doubt in my mind.
A lot of songs.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to throw one out. There's so many songs.
All we need is love.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah! I like little Beatles. I like that. All right, here we go. Here is your RoboCard reading, and it's a good one. It says, don't force it. Allow that stuff to come to you.
Oh, it will.
Yep.
It will. It's going to be a fabulous year.
That's a RoboCard. That's a pretty good RoboCard. Usually these RoboCards.
You're really excited. Thank you.
Aw, you're so welcome.
And thank you for staying up late for us.
Yeah, join us more often when
you
can.
And we wish you a very happy birthday, even though technically it's over, but it's not. We know that.
Thank you very much, guys.
Oh,
love you.
You're so beautiful. Take care, honey.
Thank you.
Good luck and do not be a stranger.
Bye-bye, darling.
Yeah. Bye.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, cinco de mayo. Adios, amigos. Yep, exactly.
He was the very first one that I spoke to.
From the UK, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, do you remember that night?
I remember it was like 2 years ago or a year and a half or something.
It was like 3 or 4 in the morning where she was, and she had texted saying, call me.
I don't remember that, but yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I've got to get my feet wet with this. So I called her, and it's just fascinating.
What do you think?
What's going on here?
But what?
Virgil. I don't know.
I didn't see that. So how can I talk?
I don't know.
See, I don't see anything about that. Remember, Facebook is weird. Sometimes I see things. Sometimes she can't see things I see. Facebook is weird. You know what? What are they up to?
Who?
Facebook.
I don't know.
Why is it that you see some things and I see some things, and none of us were seeing the exact same thing in the, that we should be seeing? It could be the Twilight Zone. Or my other, you know what, as a kid, when I was really young, when you're young and immature, I liked Outer Limits better than the Twilight Zone.
I didn't really watch.
Twilight Zone was kind of geared more toward adults because there was a lot of thinking, cool, crazy stuff. Outer Limits was geared a little bit younger, just like out there. You say, don't try to adjust your TV. That was Outer Limits. We have control of it. And they showed you stuff that wasn't really, I mean, Twilight Zone was really clever. It was for adults. Outer Limits was just crazy, scary stuff at night. They'd say, don't try to adjust your TV. We have control of it.
Okay, what do we got over? What do you have?
I have multiple things.
Because we've got time left, folks.
I have Skype.
Oh, yes. Oh.
We shall do so. We don't know. Skype. Welcome, Skype.
We do not know.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Love Doctor. Y'all should make a party. Did y'all have a drink? It's Melissa.
Well, welcome, Melissa. Well, you know what? We really appreciate when you call us. You're so nice.
Yes, and waited so long.
And wait so long, and you're so nice to us. Everybody else tells us that we suck, but you're so nice.
Oh.
We're just kidding. You know that. Go ahead and catch us up. What has happened since the last time you called, and what would you like to know?
Oh, yeah, two good questions. If you don't mind, the job that I have right now, it's just a part-time job, right? I had it for 4 years now, and I'd like to know if I'm going to get fired, yes or no. And then the second question is that, again, I took time out with my friend. Again, we're friends. I just like to know, the next time that I hear from him, that's it. Thank you, blah, blah, doctor.
Okay, why do you worry about getting fired? You've asked that before.
If you got the show going on in the background, you could turn it down. That would be good if you can. It sounds like we hear ourselves in the background.
Oh, no. No, I have nothing. I'm in the quiet zone.
Okay, well, then I'm obviously on acid, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you think you might get fired, or you're worried about
She's
it?
She's worried about it.
Yes. Walter, thank you, doctor. Yes. I just yes or no, I'm still going to. Yes.
All right. We're taking a look right now.
She's taking a look. And let's see. I'm looking around. Sweet Melissa, Deb's doing your reading, and I got to catch my part of my job I've been slacking on is going through the Facebook comments. So, got to catch up, folks. Laura says she remembers that show, like the Outer Limit. Oh, as my age, it was great. It was cool. I liked it. It was cool. But it is what it is. Let's see.
All right. Hang in there, Melissa. I'm almost done.
Cards are going down.
Oh, no, thank you. You have beautiful people. Beautiful people in the house.
You've been calling us for years.
For years?
Yeah.
And she's always been so nice to us. It makes me actually feel bad.
You know,
she's so nice to us.
Something is going on around your job. If they're not talking about it, I can tell you feel it. That something is happening. But I'm not seeing that you'll be affected.
That's good.
Okay. The changes that are being made are not seen to impact you at all. So, but I think that some of their practices are going to change to an extent where you might be a little bit angry about some of it. And that's hard to tell because the powers that be haven't completely set the new policies in effect. Yet they're still figuring things out. As for your friend, now this is interesting. I see him wanting to come and see you sometime between now and I feel it's going to be September, now in September. Okay? So he is here, and he's going to want to travel out to see you, and not much else is really jumping out at me as having importance. Something that is coming up for you is going to bring you more money. Now, you would know if there are any pending matters that you have. It looks like it's money coming from a male, somebody that owes you money, and they're going to actually make sure they pay you. So that's coming, and if you don't expect it, it'll be a nice surprise coming for you. So, Jim, what do you have?
Thank you, beautiful lady.
Sure, you're welcome.
All right, I do. I have actually a
yes.
Actually, it's a good card for the RoboCard. It says, "Don't force it."
Same one.
Allow that to come to you.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't force it. Allow it to come to you. That's probably a card we all could get for a lot of stuff going on in our lives, you know.
Yeah, and it puts the cards back in the deck. So just because it's been a repeat message, it can certainly still have significance in the lives of others, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Melissa, just be positive.
Yes.
And you're going to hear from that man that you can call your friend. You're going to hear from him, I believe, in the not-too-distant future. So, yeah, go ahead, hon, and have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can call us tomorrow night. We will be here then, too.
Yeah, or any night, yeah, after Saturday night. We love Saturday nights.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. I just put her on pause, but anyway, she can hear us. Thank you, sweet Melissa. Oh.
All right.
Oh, I was typing things and everything went crazy. The whole world's going astray.
There's a
Facebookers. Yeah. Now, audio, your video, give us your questions. We prefer the audio video to Deborah Lee. It's quicker. When you take all the typing out of the equation, it goes like a normal reading, like on the radio. It's better. But
yeah.
We will not keep that window open long. It has to be to Deborah Lee.
Well,
audio video to Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, then we'll go to a typed question. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, Rachel is pretty insistent tonight, and we haven't answered her.
Okay, well then, Rachel's on the books.
Yeah, she wants to know about a lost friend.
Give us background on this lost
friend.
Yeah,
Rachel, a little bit of info while I shuffle the cards.
And I'll let folks know that I have my little standard type statement. There it is, we got it. That's why we keep these little cheat sheets there. They're at work all the time. All right. We're currently doing a reading right now, so Rachel's on the clock, as he used to say in the draft world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the NFL draft.
And then what does that mean? It's their.
I mean, that means it's they have the floor, and nobody else can do anything until they make their.
I see.
They do what they got to do. All right. Kind of funny. Buddy of mine said the other day. A couple of days ago, he was driving home and listened to that local radio station. Somehow it came up and they were talking about me and the wing of that draft on the radio.
They did?
Well, because I was there. It was the guy.
You guys are crazy.
I'm like, yeah, God, you upgrade that wing. And then he said he was hurting.
When Daryl, my late husband, would travel with the Navy, I don't know exactly where you get that balut stuff, but they would do contests with that stuff.
I thought it was for the initiation.
No, it was. They'd go to these far off places, and it was like, isn't that like a?
It's an actual fertilized egg.
But it's not finished.
Well, I said egg. So if it's in the egg, it's not finished, obviously.
Yeah. And he said it was.
All right. Here we go. Rachel said, "Okay, a very spiritual man could see my guides helping me. I've." Not heard from for years. It's really odd. We are so close. His name is Dave, and I miss him. So somebody else, I guess Dave was
Are you saying he has passed?
He said that.
Well, I didn't quite see that.
She said, can I ask a question about a lost friend? You're right. I would assume past, especially if she said a spiritual man can see guides healing her. I've not heard from her for years. Oh, she's not heard from years, but the baby hasn't passed.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to make.
Maybe he's alive, but she hasn't heard for years.
Could even be she says she don't know.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect. All right, now we know where we stand. So it's been years and years, but she doesn't know. So actually, that's a pretty good question.
Have you tried any of the internet searches or, you know, they have these places, Spokio, who was the other one, peoplelooker.com. Oh, they start out either free or they're like a dollar.
I mean, everybody's but everybody's got to make money. We have to be.
You know,
we
got to understand that.
You have to understand that.
But they give you some free time that maybe you could locate him. Oh, and Pat's hand is up too. Yeah, I see your hand.
See the clock.
Why do some people have little flags and some people have a different symbol?
It's up to them what they want to do.
Really? I didn't know you could do that. Pat's got a little flag there.
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know what the hell. I don't know. All I know is the clock is ticking them. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Who said that?
Oh, am I glad.
I know who said that.
Rachel, I am so glad that I miscounted these because what was coming up over here, terrible. Terrible. We don't even want to put it. Words have energy.
Well, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Never speak of it again.
I'm not going to mention it because we don't want to put that out there.
Because it was a miscount, but
it was a miscount.
It was garbage.
So nothing is bad.
Does not count. Alrighty. Cards are going down again. She hasn't got any more info, so keep on in. I am watching the clock. It's ticking hard. Tick-tock. You know who said that?
Who?
Hannibal Lecter.
Said what?
Silence of the Lambs. Because they were like desperate to find out this one, a political person's kid was kidnapped. And he's like, oh, time's ticking. Click, clock, click, clock. Because he was wheeling and dealing. Hannibal Lecter was in jail getting info.
Talking to her.
Yeah, that was good.
To Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, yep. Tick-tock. Oh, yeah.
What?
Joanne said, yep, great movie it was. I remember when he said that, he goes, tick-tock. All right. And Rachel is from the land down under. She is in another day, another season, and another hole. The sun is coming up.
Yeah.
Sun is there. She's happy. It's morning. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, well, what I got for you, it's almost like a movie. Because I believe that he is still in the physical world.
Okay, so you don't think he has passed?
No, but that can be a fine line sometimes.
Because if it's recent, maybe?
Well, it depends on one thing. She hasn't heard from him
for years.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And he could be responding from the afterlife.
All right.
But my personal feeling is he's still among us. And here's the thing. He is with a woman, but he is not a faithful one to her. And when you knew him long ago, you were really like the love of his life. Did you know that? I don't know if you knew that. But for some reason, things did not work out, but he thinks about her all the time. Now, this is where things...
Sounds like the feeling is mutual.
Yes, and here's where things start getting a little bit creepy. We're talking about Dave. We're putting that energy out there. A lot of times, people that have had readings with me will report back to me. Time is very... I don't know when it's going to be.
That sooner after they get in contact?
Yeah, they'll say, you'll never guess who I heard from or who I ran into or something like that. So
she said, I felt so.
Yeah.
About a minute ago, what you were talking about.
He thinks about you. Here's what he would like to do. He would really like to find you as much as you'd like to find him. He'd like to get back together in that sense. And then this one's going to get, like, kicked to the curb. Oh, God. Let me do a little bit for Pat as the next one.
Sure.
It is movie material. And I'll tell you what, it reminds me of that movie, Serendipity. Did any of you ever see that? But if that was...
Are you kidding me? There's a movie with that title?
Yes. The only thing I'm going to say, though, it's not about transcending different lifetimes
Good
like
Lord
that
Jesus.
Thing was. But it's like you two are going to find each other at some point, some way.
Yeah!
All right, real quick, your Rebel card reading.
Yes.
It says, be grateful. Things could be so much worse.
God, for us all.
Yeah, you know, that
That's
should be
universal
every
card.
Single human on this card. Human should get this. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We are now going back to the phone because the clock is ticking. We're going to area code 203, Connecticut 203. Welcome to the show.
Yes,
thank
hello
you for
there, Miss Pat.
For
hello.
Hello. Thank you. I'll be quick.
Okay.
You'll get about 8 minutes.
At the end, could Chance would like a rebel card? Is that possible?
Yes.
Chance
okay.
will always get a card.
Okay.
My question is, suddenly out of the blue, my son and his family are coming to visit. They're coming to visit
wow.
friends, and they're going to stay over at my sister's house. And so we're going to go out for dinner. And Deborah, you know about this ministering I'm doing. I've been dealing with his anger all along and dealing with it really well. And this time, after something happened a few weeks ago, the same thing, rage. I just couldn't get the anger out of me. As much as I'm forgiving him and understanding him, I had a session with Chuck Deborah today. It was just phenomenal. It's just, I'm so grateful. But I just
Great.
Want to ask you, how do you see the whole visit going with the wife,
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaughter?
Okay.
That's a big deal.
And him, right?
Well, yeah, obviously. He's
okay.
Leader.
Yes.
That's
yes.
huge. And when is that supposed to happen?
Mother's
tomorrow.
Day.
Oh.
No,
it'll
tomorrow. I was wondering.
Yeah,
wow.
It's sudden. It'll be a short visit. For me, anyway, I can't go back on Sunday because I've got a job.
Right.
But that's
that
fine.
That is sudden. Ooh, that is real sudden.
Well, like the last Rebel card said, things could be an awful lot worse. So it's good
so,
to have a job.
Yeah, but got to get my Rebel cards ready for Chance. Remember, this is for Chance.
We're waiting.
You got to get that one, too.
Oh, we can do two.
Oh, she likes hers.
We can do two when Chance is getting his
yeah.
cards. Special
I
request.
I love Rebel cards.
She does indeed. I shall do two, but I'm going to shuffle until the readings start coming out. Then I start picking
Okay,
them.
Well,
Go
first
ahead.
Of all, I want you to know that your son is very much looking forward to this trip. If you both have had some, difficult words between you or whatever might have transpired, it's all behind him. He reminds me of a guy that doesn't want to sit and chew old bones, okay?
Hmm.
So it's like whatever came before, let's put it behind us. Let's make this a nice trip. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The argumentative, grumpy son that you have, a lot of it comes from his relationship with his wife.
The whole world is shocked.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
She badgers him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's me in these type of relationships, marriages, et cetera. God, if you just have to hammer away at that guy, or if it's a woman, leave. Go get out of there. Why be
yeah.
miserable?
Yeah,
you know,
a story of people's lives for thousands of years.
It just
know.
Doesn't make sense. If you're that miserable, you got to make somebody else miserable being with you. Hit the exit. So anyway, yes, I just wanted you to be aware that's where the problem it lies with her.
Yeah. And my therapist was talking about, you know, needs to be on medication for OCD. And it's interesting, Chuck brought up today, he was talking about how God has order. He said, did I ever teach about order? God has order and we have order. And when we try to order our lives, make everything perfect, it just gets totally messed up. And I was thinking of her. Boy, does she have to have order. And I feel bad for her. It's a pretty bad OCD. I don't know what. But
well,
Terry,
he'd like him to do more with his life is what I get. You know, they're like in a rut sitting there together. And, you know, he just won't respond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I think sometimes, interesting what you said about him, sometimes I think, good Lord, it's like two different people. He rages, and then it's like nothing happened.
Right.
Well, that sounds like a lot of emotional stress in somebody's life when that happens. All right. First of all, this will be Pat's RoboCard reading.
Okay.
It says, whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the right time.
Well, I was going to tell you.
That's for her.
I think you have another dog client coming along for you.
Whatever that is.
It rains, it pours.
And here's Chance's rubble card reading.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Chance's rubble card reading is stop sleeping so much. Because you're missing out on a lot of good stuff.
Oh, how cute.
But all our dogs sleep a lot. I mean, even when they're young. It is what it is.
That is so cute. All right.
Stop sleeping so much, what?
Stop sleeping so much because you're missing out on a lot of fun.
He's on medication.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It is what it is. And, you know, when dogs get older, they like to sleep a lot. It helps help them. It's normal.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to go get up and take him for a walk.
Awesome, and thank you for holding forever,
Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll talk again. Yes. We shall talk again. And
you know, Jim,
we got to wrap.
I think this went rather well.
It went just lovely. So quite lovely.
I mean,
and we apologize to the folks that we didn't get to. We had folks on Facebook.
We had no meat
whistle.
We had
callers.
We had no anal sex.
You did say that though.
What? No
meat whistle. Oh, you actually talked about both. Before the show, even. So.
Okay, but I mean, it went rather well.
All the shows about
doesn't mean we can't be naughty once in a while.
All right, we got to wrap.
Yes, we got to wrap.
We got to start with the Buck Talkers.
Yep.
We're sorry for the folks that are
we
on hold.
We got to call it.
Moral of the story is going sooner instead of later.
We'll be here tomorrow night, for sure.
We'll be here all sorts of different nights. So just we can do better to be first than last. Because sometimes if you're last,
this show is over, say goodbye.
We got Uber lined up.
Well, enjoy yourself. And we'll see you back tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for Love Talk. Peace out.